What if you could command the spirits of the dead? Has your guardian ever saved your life? Is there a family in Texas that is living a real-life poltergeist scenario? Today we test the believability of the calamity of voices.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Tyler, calamity is one of my favorite words.
Calamity.
Yeah. Like, comes off your tongue good. Calamity.
So is calamity of voices?
Voices.
Voices.
Yes.
Because there's, you know, there's seeing scary things. There's hearing about scary things, which is what you're doing right now.
Yes.
But then there's also directly hearing scary things.
My wife says we're too scared to listen to sometimes, and I don't believe her.
Us, this podcast?
Yeah.
I think there's moments. Like, I don't think there's a full episode from beginning to end that is too scary. I think there's probably, I would say, what do you think this is? Like, episode 140, like 145?
Yeah.
Out of 145 episodes, if you take all of our really, really scary moments, it probably equals one early episode, like a 25-minute.
So you could probably fit them in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Well, I think she listens to them alone at the house. Mm. And the dogs, for some reason, always freak
out. Where are you at, Charlie, in this scenario?
At work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're ready to dive on in, I've got two stories. One is another favorite word of mine, a moosh-boosh.
Mm.
It's a really short little story.
I thought you were going to say one's good.
No, they're both interesting. I didn't say good. They are good, though.
Okay.
First story is from Maya. So this takes place at Maya's house, years of 2018, 2022, I assume, continuing.
Okay.
This came from March, by the way.
This came from March?
Of 2022.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Because 2023 didn't happen yet.
No, what could have been 2021, for all I know?
No, 2022. She's now, well, I don't know anymore, but she was 15 when she sent us this.
Okay.
The start of when she was 12.
Wow. Okay. She's probably driving now. Ugh. She could listen. She could have submitted this before she could drive. And now she could listen to this while driving.
I just can't believe people are that young listening to the show.
They grew up so fast.
Like I can't imagine my students listening to the show.
Don't they though? A couple of them do. Someone found
they
out.
They have. My high schoolers, when I was teaching high school, did.
Are you on Rate My Professor?
I don't think so. I'm not a professor.
Eh.
No. I don't think I am. No.
Okay. We'll see.
So this one's really short. Like I said, it's a moosh boosh, really short. I'm just going to quote it. Quote, about two times a month when I'm wide awake, there's a tall black figure behind my door. If I tell it to come closer, it will. And if I tell it to move back, it will. It's been happening since I was about 12, 15 now, and it has never stopped. There are handprints on the wall that are too big to belong to anyone I know. Sometimes I get extremely cold when the black figure is in my room. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't feel malevolent. I'm not sure what it is. When my mom was younger, about 4 or 5, she saw some black figures a few times, but it stopped when she was about 6. My grandmother passed away recently, and the figure stopped coming for a few months, but it came back about a month ago. I'm not afraid, but I want to know what you guys think. End quote.
I want to know, under what circumstances do you tell this guy to come closer?
I was thinking
unless
that
she was
too.
Just testing the theory.
I think that's what it was. Then he started coming closer and she's like, go back. And she's like, proof of concept.
I think now she could be like, come closer. Yeah. Go further away. Do you want to go ride with me to Taco Bell because I can drive now?
Yeah.
And he's like,
hell yeah.
Gotta get that Baja Blast.
Dude, I love Baja Blast.
So I don't know, man. Maya's in danger. I think it's a demon.
No, it seems generational, right?
Seriously, I don't know what this could be because the fact that there's no malice makes me really wonder what the actual this is.
It seems generational though, right? So like
maybe it didn't last as long to her mother though.
Did it? Is she growing up in the same house that her mom grew up in?
Did not tell me.
See, if it's like if it's a generational house, so like her mom grew up in this house and now she's growing up in this house, then there's some connections you can make. whether, you know, because right now it almost makes you think it's following the family, but if they've lived in the same house, it could just be part of the house, not the family. But I guess
like a haunted house. Right.
There's not a, and I'm not speaking, I guess I don't know how a lot of things are. For me and the people I know, it's not, it's a little rare for it to be like mom or dad grows up in this house and then they just stay in it and then they have their family in that house.
It is.
Sometimes if it's like my grandfather built this house with his bare hands and he passed it on to my mom, he's passing it on to me. You know, in those circumstances, perhaps, but.
Like, so my grandmother lives in the house my grandfather built.
But they were married.
Yeah.
It's okay. And then she flipped it. She remodeled the kitchen.
Well, my point is, I didn't grow up there. My dad moved out.
Yeah.
My aunt moved out. I mean, we went there for holidays and stuff. I go there often now. But I never lived in that house.
Yeah. But I think there's probably some tight-knit families. Or maybe there's, I mean, maybe it's cultural too.
Could be.
I don't know. I'm not saying, what I'm trying to understand or trying to think about is whether or not, one, if it's the same thing that she saw versus what her mom saw. Two, if it's true and it is the same entity, if it's following the family, or if they never left that house, if maybe it has nothing to do with the family and it's just that property. I think it's probably fair to say that they moved houses.
You can assume that, I think. But also, I wonder, do you think it's thinking? You know, it's a thinking entity.
I don't know, because my next thought was, it seems very rare or unusual for this entity to give this girl the power.
Yeah.
So,
or at least seeming to have the power.
It doesn't fit the mold, but based on her age and her mom seeing it, did she say how old her mom was?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Oh, it's too young. You said it's when girls go through puberty is when poltergeists.
Yes,
but this doesn't necessarily fit the mold of what I would assume a poltergeist is.
It's very minimal for a poltergeist because that's not, poltergeist stands for noisy ghost. This is not very noisy.
So she just created her own tulpa.
I don't think so.
No, I don't believe in tulpas in general, so I don't believe that. No, I wonder if there's a chance that it is like something she created.
Oh, like in her mind.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like it could be part of sleep paralysis or something like that. I'm not saying she's pretending it to be there. I'm not saying there's anything mentally wrong with her. It's like when you're dreaming and you
she's almost like half awake.
Where you can kind of control your dreams, but there's still things out of your control. Like the subconscious, it could be like this thing is in her subconscious. But then again, what did she say about the handprint?
Oh yeah, there were handprints in on the walls that were too big for anyone in the house to have.
Yeah, unless they're playing the Bop'em Sock'ems and it's just like one of those big, or like got Yeti hands, like I don't know, like those things you'd wear.
Like or gloves. You make like a mold, but that's silly, just to mess with somebody.
Yeah.
See, it scares me because she's talking to this thing, potentially, and potentially giving it power through that. So it's just weird to me that there's no malevolence. Because if I wonder if it could be demonic presenting as like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I wonder if it would have escalated by now since it's been so many years, or if there would have been more effects on Maya. Now, obviously, we don't know Maya. We don't know what how she's been affected. But I think she would have included in if, you know, like she was experiencing physical symptoms.
Like oppression. Or
If any of the stages of, you know, possession. Mm-hmm. It really seems like it's a non, almost like Yaz's story.
Yeah.
Like the man behind the curtain, which she was talking about. It kind of feels like that, where it's like, hey, I'm here, and if you want to talk to me, you can. I'm not going to bother you. Don't bother me. It feels like it's kind of two entities, one being Maya, two people in a shared space that are just acknowledging each other's existence. And one just happens to be a shadow figure demon.
My other theory was maybe this is just a shade of someone in her family.
A shade?
I've been listening too much Game of Thrones. All right. It means ghosts.
Okay. Okay. Let's leave that. Let's leave that lingo to the side. Okay.
Okay. Me and George R. Martin can enjoy that together.
Yes.
A ghost of someone in her family.
Perhaps. Find out who had the biggest hands in her family.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a weird little story. I don't know what to make of it, really. Maybe just a generational ghost. Someone following.
I'm happy to hear that it seems like it's not.
Yeah, escalating.
Right? Harming, you know. Creepy, though. Like, I would not enjoy that.
No,
I wouldn't like that at all. But congrats on being probably 16 now. It's not the best year of your life, but.
And driving is fun. Let's move on to our next story. I realize now I made a grave mistake with this soda pop.
Oh, you feel like the acidic nature of it in your throat?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be clever and use the caffeine from the pop, but I think I've royally.
Well, I'm drinking coffee, which isn't going to give me the bubbly that you're getting, but it's still not good for throat. You know what I just recently found out is lighter roasts have more caffeine than darker roasts.
I knew that.
No, I always thought that, like, that's why, oh, I like the rich, dark roast.
It's the common thought, but it's not true.
I'm happy about that. I prefer lighter roasts.
I like the Starbucks blonde roasts.
Mm. That makes sense why the breakfast blend then is so light.
So this story is a Sophia story.
Oh, anonymous.
Anonymous.
By the OG Sophia.
And it's anonymous because she's not embarrassed or anything. She doesn't want to embarrass her kids.
Oh, do her kids listen?
I don't know. But she said she didn't want to, quote, embarrass her teens. So I was like, that's adorable.
Okay.
This takes place in Texas.
Sure.
Lots of Texas. Frisco, Texas.
Mm.
Unknown Texas towns. What? Rosenberg, Texas. Tomball, Texas. And Round Rock, Texas.
Does this take place while driving at night?
Some do.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Really quick before we get into the meat of it, there's a small trigger warning I want to say. Could be triggering. So just want to say it. Attempted sexual assault and abusive parenting.
Okay.
This takes place in the 70s. 80s, 1986 specifically, 2010, and currently.
Okay. Those are major jumps.
They are, yeah. Because these are like the times in her life she remembers.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. I didn't look at a map when I saw those Texas towns. I assumed it could be in just one small corner, but it really could be anywhere in Texas. It is the second largest state.
I'm sure that there's probably at least a handful of cowboy hats, a couple Cowboys fans.
She said one of the drives is like 4 or 5 hours at one point. So it's big.
Have you been to Texas?
Nope.
Okay.
You have.
I have, and I was the only person wearing a cowboy hat. It's kind of disappointing.
What?
Yeah.
What? Where are you in Texas?
Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
Fort Worth. What's the city right by it? Oh, God. Was it Dallas? No. Oh, God. Yeah, it was Dallas. Dallas and Fort Worth.
It's a pretty big city.
I wish I would have gone to Houston.
Why?
I think Houston would be cool to go to.
What's the difference?
Well, that's like saying, is there a difference between Columbus and Cleveland? It's Ohio, bro.
One's by a lake.
Yeah, and one's in the middle.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so this just picks up with her life as a kid. So it starts as a kid and it moves forward. Quote, I'd like to say, I had forgotten about these childhood experiences until some strange things started ramping up here at home, and someone asked me about my past. These are the times I remember. I'm sure there are more I forgot. So we start when she's in second grade. So how old are you in second grade? Like
seven.
Yeah. Little kid.
So she forgot about these until weird stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then someone, maybe someone at the grocery store, was like, tell me about your past. I'm imagining that she like, so there's a story early on where like something, like she drops something and something scary happens and she's at the grocery store and she like bumps hands and like an apple falls and she just like stands up and has this like flashback.
Like that's so Raven.
And then the guy next to her is like, did something happen in your past? And now we have an episode.
That's too cinematic, I think.
Well, we don't have another background, so we're going to have to deal with
it. That's true. I assume we're a kid. All right. So we start when she's in second grade and at home alone, briefly after school. They had just moved into their house their parents had built. She does remember having prolific dreams for as long as she can remember. She still does. In case you don't know what a prolific dream is, that is when you dream of the future. So like if I had a dream that Tyler got a flat tire and he texted me the next day and said, I got a flat tire, prolific dream.
But if you had a dream of the Cavs winning the championship, it might just be a dream.
Isn't that you every night?
Yeah.
Yeah. That day after second grade, she was playing in the extra bedroom with a Hot Wheels car. And she was using the door casing as a racetrack, rolling the car up and down the wall. And suddenly, the organ behind her started playing on its own. Now, she was a kid. She didn't know much. But she knew she was home, basically alone. And the organ shouldn't be playing by itself.
I like how you said basically alone, because very clearly,
she's not alone.
Now, she went to the garage and waited there for the rest of her family And it wasn't long until everyone was home. She told her mom that the organ played by itself, and her mother said that she probably just imagined it. The house was silent, except for what came out of the organ. I didn't imagine it. End quote.
Dude, I cannot wait till Joey gets a little older so I can give him some bullshit like that.
Horror movie dad?
Yeah. Like, hey, when I was in the shower, I heard someone walk in, rummage through the thing, and leave, but I was home alone. Probably the win. Shut up, do your homework.
Wow. Well, no, what would you really do, though?
It would, I don't know. It would come down to deciding whether or not, first it would be assessing whether it was a real person or a danger.
Or like Ben's house.
Or, you know, or it was just haunted like Ben, producer Ben's house. And then it would be deciding if I thought he was old enough to have that conversation with him, or I would try to find the nicest way to say maybe it was nothing. I wouldn't, without making them question their sanity. Or, you know, like saying you probably imagined it.
Her mom is not the nicest person.
Oh, see, I was about to say maybe she didn't mean it that way, but maybe she did. I don't know.
No, her mom is not very kind. We'll see.
I also buy into ghosts. So maybe that's her true. Mom doesn't. So it's easy to brush off. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a tough road when you got young and seeing spooks.
Yeah. Well, what's the appropriate age? Like 12, 10? Four.
I know, I'm going to sit up 14, set him down. He's like, are we having the birds and the bees talk? Like, no. We're having the demons and the ghosts talk.
Cemeteries and, I don't know.
Hoopla?
Hoopla.
Cemeteries and hoopla.
Okay, so let's move on to the next part. Now, she didn't remember anything until 1980s after that incident. Like, that was the first incident that stuck out as paranormal. Move on to this next incident.
Same decade.
Yes. No, that was in the 70s.
Oh, okay. So this is the 80s. Now that was the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
1980s to 1981-ish is when Sophia was in fifth grade and her parents had just divorced a year prior. So her mother decided to move the family from Rosenberg, Texas to Houston.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And she decided to do it in the middle of the night to try to keep it from her father.
Oh, see, I was thinking it'd be traffic, but she's thinking to sneak away from the father, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on this trip, about halfway is 4 or 5 hours.
Wait, the whole trip is 4 or 5 hours, or halfway is 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. She said it's a 4 or 5 hour trip in a regular car.
Okay. So then.
So maybe halfway between four
like
and
two
five,
and a half.
Two-ish hours.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Still, it's a long drive. 4 hours, you're out of Ohio.
You're hitting Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Which is basically Kentucky.
Pretty much, yeah. But anyway, halfway, her mother decided to stop at some place to get food with her, quote, her latest live-in interest. So
was it a Whataburger?
End quote. I don't know. Maybe.
That's my guess.
Sophia said her best guess, it was probably 2 or 3 a.m. when they stopped.
Maybe 3.
When everyone was done eating, her mother sent her out to the truck to get her cigarettes. Not her date, the 11-year-old child. She said, quote, I was going to do as fast as I could to get back inside. This is long before key fobs, so you have to physically unlock the car doors.
Like the history breakdown.
Yeah. I ran to the truck, unlocked the door, jumped in, and began searching for the cigarettes. It was just a few seconds in, and I heard a voice say, lock the door. Mind you, I'm scared. I'm not questioning where the voice came from, but lock the door. I had just taken my hand off the lock, and you have to push down and pull up, when a man tried to open the door. This was not a man I knew, but he knew I was in there. He started knocking on the window and continued to try to open the door while telling me to unlock the door. He wasn't going to hurt me. I started honking the horn, hoping my mom would come out, but that didn't happen. It did manage to make him walk away from the door. At least I was hoping so, but I couldn't really tell where he went when he got past the back of the truck. I waited a few minutes, checked the mirrors on both sides, and made a run for it. When I got back to the table, my mom asked what took so long. I told her, but I guess she didn't want to call the police since what she was doing wasn't right. Moving out, not telling her father. End quote.
See, I was confused, and this is why I was confused. I thought they were in a car and then had to go get cigarettes from a different car.
Oh.
But in the 80s, you could smoke in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, because now I'm thinking, you know, it's outside. Go outside, get the... But no.
No.
That's scary for a whole nother reason. Things we don't really talk about on this podcast.
It's true. But what do you think saved her?
So I was thinking back to the first story, and I need to kind of like get that out of my head. So really, up until this point, the only thing we know is that the organ played. That's the only thing we know.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it feels more like a protective spirit. But let me ask you this. As an opportunity to potentially explain it, is there any chance? So she's going in the car, and when she's rummaging, she hears lock the door. But what if it was faint and it was actually the guy outside saying unlock the door, but it just got muffled, so it sounded like lock the door? I would give her the benefit of the doubt that she'd be able to tell that it seems like it's coming from inside the car and that it's not the same person. But I wonder if it's just got muffled, like, you know, lock the door, unlock the door.
That's a devil's advocate. You could say that. From what I understood from the story, it was different voices, but that's her perspective as a fifth grader. Like, I would say very well that could be it, but also, why would he say that before even trying the door?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not necessarily saying that I think that is what the case. No, that's just the only possible other explanation I can think of, other than it's a ghost, right?
Or I think maybe a guardian angel.
Yeah.
Guardian spirit type thing.
You know more than I do about what happens next, so you have a little insight.
I don't know. I like to believe that there are guardian spirits. We don't really talk about them that often. I do like that idea, though. We should try to cover that or do more stories about guardians.
Maybe the restaurant was built on a guardian cemetery.
What's a guardian cemetery?
This is where they bury a bunch of guardians.
They shoot people who are guardians?
Yep. Bury them there. Then they built a Whataburger.
Wow. A Whataburger. Did you get to eat there? No, you're a vegetarian.
Well, that doesn't mean I couldn't eat there.
Did you eat there?
No, I didn't. No, me and Ben went to a cheesecake factory, which I'm a little bummed because you're in a new city, but also we were starving. There was a really creepy 19-year-old kid following us, and we just wanted to, he was fine, but he was overly nice. He's one of those overly, like I was expecting him to ask to hang out with us, which I'm an introvert, so I really did not want to eat nice enough, but so we just kind of snuck into this Cheesecake Factory and ate there, but.
So I have this other point I want to ask. Do you think this has anything to do with prolific dreams? This voice could have been almost like a climax of a prolific dream.
But she didn't dream about it, right?
No, it wasn't a dream. It was like while she was doing this, but it was nighttime, so maybe the veil is thinner.
Maybe, I guess the way I would connect it is the same thing that's giving her the ability to have prolific dreams is like the same source that this voice came from.
That could be, maybe. I don't know how those things could connect. Maybe how you said.
Could you imagine, like, if you're the guardian angel of somebody who lives a decent life, you're not needed that often, but you're always on call. Like, for how old is
fifth grade?
Fifth like grade. 10. It's 10. 10 years. You're just waiting. Does she need me? No. She's gonna trip and fall. It's a good life lesson. Is she gonna? No, that's okay. Oh my God, it's finally time. Lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary.
It is it's a scary real life situation.
Yeah, it's a very scary moment.
Which in a lot of ways is scarier than paranormal. Not always, but some. The paranormal is scary because of the unknown, where this could lead into more like the true crime scary where you can't trust anyone. You don't know people's intentions.
For sure.
A whole different type of scary.
This was the last paranormal event she remembered until sophomore year of high school. Now, her mom was in the hospital, so a friend from school was staying with her, and they started to head home from school, but she put her book on top of the car to unlock it. Again, there are no key fobs. She grabbed her books because she was too cool for a book bag, and then she put them on the seat of the car. They started to head home. They left their stuff in the car and ran to get a snack and chill. The time came to go do homework, so they went and unlocked the car to get their stuff. Her friend's things were there, but Sophia's things were not. They both saw them put them in the seats, and they looked everywhere, and they were gone. Sophia tried to figure out how to tell her mom that she was going to have to pay for these books that she lost because, in her words, quote, in case you haven't figured it out, she didn't like me much, end quote. So she decided to wait until she got out of the hospital. Melissa, her friend, and Sophia went to their lockers first thing the next day, and they were there. They were in the lockers, stacked neatly with all the other books.
I'm glad that she emphasized that her mom didn't like her, and I don't know how she felt about her mom, And this isn't a nice thing to say. It's just, it immediately popped in my mind. But knowing that they're not that nice, and her mom doesn't seem that nice when you're like, she's in the hospital. And like, I'm reiterating, this is not nice. I was imagining the Donald Glover gift, the good. That's all I could think of.
That's funny.
So this one, I don't, because I was thinking, if there wasn't the ending, I would say that she just left it on the top of the car and she drove away with him on top of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, when I was 16 and I had a flip phone in my Jeep Wrangler, which also didn't have a key fob, I put my phone, because I used to shoot hoops, and I'd put my phone on my Jeep while I was shooting hoops in my driveway. But one time I put my phone on my Jeep and I forgot about it because no one's texting me then. And I went to Arby's, which in Ashtabula is like 20 minutes away. 20 minutes, got Arby's, came back, realized that I didn't have my phone. Was like, oh no, I was using it when I was shooting hoops and it was still on my car.
Oh my God, that's it survived.
That's how slow I drove. Because it's 16 miles a gallon. I don't understand what could have possibly happened. I don't know. It almost feels like less... Okay, let me ask you this. Is this more ghost guardian thing to you, or is this more dimensional?
When I read it last night, I don't know. In my head, I thought ghost. But reading it back now with you, I could definitely see it dimensional, almost like a glitch in the Matrix.
Let's just start using that for every. Let's try, like, let's become believing the Matrix. Believing the glitch. Because let's just, like, I don't know the point or the purpose for this to be a ghost. Like, if there's a conscious entity that did this, I don't know how they did it. It makes no sense. Like, I understand from her perspective, like, this is spooky. This is unnatural. I don't know how this happened. But I don't think there's a clear, this is what did it.
I will say that she was a sophomore in high school. So maybe it's like a legit poltergeist behavior.
I feel like we would need more, though. Like, I don't think it could be like, if this was the start of it and for like the next couple of years, things happened. Okay. Because obviously, so she has she's the right age. And also, obviously, there's drama with her and her mom. Things aren't good. Her mom's in a hospital, so things really aren't good. So that could make sense. But I feel like it would need to ramp up. But maybe not. I guess I'm not a poltergeist expert.
I haven't heard of a case of a poltergeist that doesn't ramp up, but maybe those just don't get reported.
So how confident are you that and there's no way for you to know. How confident are you that she had the books in the car?
About 75%.
Okay. So let me bring something back from 2 years ago. The ramen noodle. So I called it the ramen noodle rant.
I think
it was called the ramen noodle. What was it? It was like the
scale?
No, it was like the ramen noodle point, the ramen noodle theory. It was a theory we had.
Okay.
Where it's like you could test whether or not how absurd, once you broke down what had to happen behind the scenes, it broke down how absurd it was. We did an episode 2 years ago where somebody claimed that.
It was also in Texas.
Also, it was, yeah, you're right. Somebody claimed that a ghost prepared ramen for them. So we had to walk through the steps of imagining this ghost in the kitchen, picking out the pots and pans, heating up the pot, heating up the water. You know, where did they keep the noodles? Oh, here it is. Do you think he likes a little extra salt in there? Probably not. You know, like that. And that made it seem like what's really happening here. And this isn't to knock Sophia or anything, because I truly believe she doesn't know what's happening. But if the books really were in the car and then they really ended up in the locker and it wasn't a human playing a trick on her like her friend, and it's not a glitch in the Matrix, then we have to believe that this entity took her books, went to the school, snuck in the school, and put them in her locker.
There are cases of things moving.
That seems like drastic though, right?
It's pretty far.
It's not like
really far.
Like, well, we don't know how far away she lived from the school.
Although, spoilers from the Sally house, there's a remote control that travels cities.
What?
There's a remote control from a TV that travels cities.
Wow. What does that have to do with?
It's an object that moves far away.
Oh, remote control. I thought you meant like a remote control, like.
No. A remote control from a TV that moves cities distances.
I can't speak on that yet.
Okay.
We're not there.
I'm just saying this kind
of. We might be there.
This has happened before.
Okay. I'm not saying it wasn't paranormal. It didn't happen.
Right.
It's just when you think about what has to happen behind the scenes, it's like a
little. Can you imagine the ghost like carrying the books and like tripping, like, oh man.
Oh, then a bigger ghost is like, nerd. And he shoves the ghost and the books in the locker.
In a ghost locker?
But then the ghost can leave because, you know, it's a ghost. But What was it called? The Ramen Noodle Standard.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's more chance. I don't know. When you're a teenager, things are fast and you forget a lot of things and things happen. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost a blur.
There's a lot of things that I've misplaced, or it seems like things are places they shouldn't be. But I'm not sure. What I'm trying to also say is I don't think Sophia's lying. Like, I don't think this is a lie. I don't think she made it up. You know, I think it's more likely she forgot that she left him there or grabbed the wrong book. You know, that's more likely than she's lying. But that doesn't mean that something strange didn't happen. Either way, for her to believe that she had him and to not know where they are and then for them to be in her locker when she gets there the next day, that is weird.
Yeah.
Listen up, Bizarros. We sneak it in an episode every now and then, but we always have some type of candle burning or scent on when we record.
Definitely. It keeps us relaxed and focused when talking about the spookies.
Plus, and let's be honest, no one wants stinky or stale air, especially since we're cooped up inside with the window shut these cold days.
Well, just like a poltergeist, we are ramping things up.
That's right. We're excited to tell you about Scent Air. Scent Air has over 25 years of experience scenting stores, event spaces, and beyond.
Now you can shop online and scent the mood in your home or business.
I get it. Scent Air is also mobile friendly, which is super convenient. You can control the intensity of the fragrance, your scent schedule, and even adjust the color right from your smartphone.
Scent Air diffusers are sleek and fill your space with vivid fragrance for up to 300 hours.
That's like 2 weeks, by the way.
That's a lot.
Plus, all of Scent Air's more than 60 fragrances are phthalate-free, cruelty-free, and safe for kids and pets.
Try luxury home fragrance trusted by the pros by going to scentair.com and using the promo code BIZARRE for 25% off your first order.
Again, that's scentair.com and use the promo code BIZARRE for 25% off your first order.
So let's move on to 2006. Her husband and her children, 13, 2, and 10 months, so baby, moved from Tomball to Round Rock, north of Austin, in the same house where they live now. So we got some pictures earlier. That's where the rest of the story takes place. Now she said, quote, having kids is essentially noisy. So you don't really hear things. But over time, they grow. I started to hear things. Footsteps upstairs, on the stairs, other strange things. But I convinced myself the house was settling. 2017. So she moved in 2006 into this new house. And she starts to hear these things. And she's like, maybe something's happening. But she's really focused on the kids and they're growing up. But from 2006 to 2017, where the story picks back up, they lost 7 friends and family members and 2 dogs.
Not all in this house.
No, not in the house.
I was like, jeez.
Just in their lives.
They're like, you want to come over for dinner? It's like, nope.
2017 was a brutal, brutal year for them. And I am genuinely sorry for the losses.
This all happened in 2017?
2017, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant over that 11-year stretch.
No. Now, in 2017.
That is, wow.
As brutal. So from there, these hauntings in this house or whatever it is starts to really ramp up. Or she started paying more attention. So, in this part, I want to play real estate agent with you really quickly.
You want to what?
Play real estate agent.
Oh, okay.
Burr, 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 burr. That's the prices.
Come on down.
Tyler.
Yeah.
We have our beautiful two-story house.
Okay.
It is laid out. There's a long, long living room, dining room, and a kitchen. I assume open concept. And we also have our garage and our stairs going upstairs to the bedrooms and a bathroom and a suite.
Ah, it's a house.
It is a beautiful Texas Austin, an Austin, Texas house.
More like awesome Texas.
Thank you for that. Yeah. And here's the house. We probably won't post that.
That's a nice house.
We're not going to post that. That'd be crazy.
I like the tube TV on the wall.
Yeah, there is a real flash from the past.
You gotta find the what is it called? You gotta find the studs, not the studs. What is it?
You better find the studs.
Is that what's it called in the wall though? Is
the stud?
Yeah, you gotta find the stud,
or else that thing's gonna fall off.
If you're putting up a tube TV,
that's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
that's some Donnie Darko
shit.
It
looks heavy. That's a 400-pound TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TV lifts.
Yeah. All right. So in between the one dog passing and the second dog, there's this incident that happens. Now, some of the dogs were related to each other. She's got like four or five, bunch of dogs.
Well, no wonder it's so noisy. Bunch of kids, bunch of dogs. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was in the, quote, powder room, and her son let the dogs in. Now, it was their routine to come through the door and charge upstairs to find her. But as soon as she opened and closed the door, she heard the thundering of feet on the staircase. And she peeked out of the door and yelled, "They better get back downstairs." And her son looked up at her through the stairs and, concerned, said, "Mom, they're right here. But I heard it too."
Mm-hmm.
So there was this pounding on the stairs. She had no idea where it came from. She assumed it was the dogs. Now, she thinks that it might have been one of the dog that passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that her son said, "But I heard it too."
Me too.
Because if he didn't hear it, then you start questioning.
Mm-hmm.
But he heard it.
And there's this, like, connection. That's what happens in this house a lot. There's a lot of, like, multiple people hearing the same thing.
Thank goodness.
And being confirmed. It's creepy.
That makes it even creepier.
Yeah.
We are not in psychological horror movie now. We're in Paranormal Activity.
Yeah. Shortly after that incident, Sophia's husband was going somewhere, and her daughter was on the porch with her friend. Sophia heard her husband outside talking, and it sounded like to the girls on the porch, and she remembered something that she needed to tell her husband. So Sophia opened the door and asked, "Where's Dad?" And her daughter said, "He left a long time ago. Remember?" Her daughter looked at her like she was crazy. She said, "I guess it must have been the TV." And she went back inside, knowing that there was no television on in the house. Came out later that her son had heard the same thing. He had the same experience hearing his father's voice when he wasn't home. Now, she didn't tell him about her own experience until he told her about his, because she didn't want to scare him, which leads to really compelling evidence, I think, because there's no collaboration beforehand.
Yeah, no bias, essentially.
Yeah. So fast forward to 2020. She was in the snake room because she is also a ball python breeder.
Wait, she was in the snake room?
A snake room.
I think it's at the sink room.
The snake room.
Like, she's got a powder room. She has a sink room. Just call it a bathroom. But I see. It's a snake room. I see. The snake room.
Full of pythons.
There's how many mouse spirits are in this house?
Probably too many to count. So Sophia's upstairs and her daughter's asleep in her room. Because that's what nocturnal teenagers do, quote. And that's such a mom thing to say. Not in a bad way. It's just very mommy. And I hear the lighter ignite on the stove. After a few seconds, it's still going. So she yells down, "Do you need any help?" Because she assumed her daughter had gotten something to eat. There's a continuous clicking, and she yells louder, "Do you need help?" with no answer. Now, she's over 50 and a bad back. But she goes flying down the stairs of the house because she thought the house was filling with gasoline.
Yeah, no, this is no joke.
But while she's going down the stairs, she sees her daughter in her room still asleep. Now, what she didn't say was that everyone else was out of the house. No one else was home. The dogs were outside. No one could have turned this on. But the left burner was lit and the knob was to the lit position. So, like, it was still clicking. So after that, Sophia ordered cameras immediately.
Ho-ho.
And she, I don't know if you saw the picture.
So it is Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, there's lots of orbs in this house.
Oh.
There are. You can see there's a bunch of them.
It's such a unique sound, too, where it's not quite unmistakable. But if you're, like, if you're sitting somewhere and you just hear that, like, that, you know, yeah. Like that flame click on, or, like, the clicking of trying to ignite. But that's, like, I mean, that's scary, scary stuff. I mean, gas leaks. I mean, that is stuff you do not want to mess with.
Right. No. It's frightening. Because it can lead to, like, how many movies have that as a death mechanism?
Mm-hmm. Because then, you know, one person lights a cigarette and then,
mm-hmm.
you know what happens then?
Yes.
Yes. I didn't even think that was going to happen this episode.
Mazel tov. So she put a camera up on the mantle and pointed at the stove. And that's where she got lots of orbs in the kitchen. And then COVID hit. And then she was working from home. The kids were at school from home, but they were in their rooms. She, Sophia, was working in the living room because the dogs slept in the family room. And unfortunately, she was now allergic to them, which is sad. So the dogs were outside. Sophia was working. And there is no TV in the family room because they had moved everything upstairs due to the allergy. And she hears muffled voices in the family room. Now, it's random times of the day, but not every day. She pulls up the camera on the phone because she was too chicken to go and look. And it's filled with orbs.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That is creepy. Oh, I don't like that. That's actually, honestly, out of everything that's been said today so far, that is the most unsettling to me.
Yeah. Midday orbs everywhere.
Like after, but it's like the suspicion first, right? It's like, what movie? Oh, Rose Red. There's a Rose Red. It's a Stephen King miniseries. Mm-hmm. And there's this room, ballroom, and there's like a person counter, I think. I don't know how it works. Maybe infrared. I don't know. But it's a person counter. And at the beginning, it says like five because there's five paranormal investigators. But then as things start ramping up in that room, the camera like pans out and you see like the numbers start like dramatically increasing. It's just like that feeling where it's just like that inkling that there's someone else there. And then you check and you're expecting to see nothing probably. And then you just see, or maybe one thing, but then you just see all these orbs. That's terrifying.
So shortly after the stove incident, she hears footsteps loud and clear, but there's no one upstairs. Her and her husband were sitting on her bed talking, and out of nowhere, she feels a kick on her while she's talking to her husband. No one else is in the room. And even though she could see his feet, she asked him if he did it. And again, they're the only two people in the room. And then after that, it was Friday night. The next day, as she walked past her daughter and she heard her say something. So she asked her to repeat it because she didn't hear it or all the way understood it. And her daughter, of course, said she didn't say anything. So like a mother-daughter conversation in their teens. All Sophia said was okay. And that night, she decided to do something extremely brave. She sucked it up and she slept in the family room with the dogs and left her laptop on to record.
This is like horror movie climax stuff.
She's so much braver than both of us.
Yeah. I don't like this at all.
She got EVPs.
No.
Yeah.
No. Did she send them?
No, she didn't send them.
What?
I could ask.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So she was on the couch and she was about to roll over to go to sleep and the light motion activated on the camera and turned off. And a man said, quote, "Quiet, please." She did not hear that in real time. She asked a friend to look over some of the orbs and come to listen to the recordings. And while she's there, she was recording them talking on the laptop. And over them talking, you can hear a female say, quote, "I'm bored." And she said it sounded like one of her friends who had passed.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The next morning after that, she was sound asleep at 5 a.m. And then she's awoken by a man shouting, "Hey," in her left ear. Now she sat up right to, yell at her husband because she thought it was him and it was rude, but he was downstairs in the kitchen packing his lunch. Now, Sophia's had one instance of sleep paralysis in her life, and this is the incident. The morning after her husband was packing lunch and she got woken up by the voice that said, "Hey."
Yeah. Didn't say lock the door.
She got up at 4 a.m. to go to the restroom, and as soon as she climbed back into the bed, she heard a voice from a woman she didn't understand. In her room. She didn't see anything, but she said a couple of sentences in a language she did not recognize. She sounded very sad. She tried to get someone to get over and do a thorough investigation, but no one has come by.
Oh, like, so this is
the next... an investigator.
I see.
Yeah.
I think it meant the lady.
No. That's so scary to me that there's this woman that appears out of nowhere that she doesn't understand.
Did she? She didn't see it though. She heard it.
She heard it. Yeah.
What? So it's COVID.
Yeah.
How busy are these paranormal investigators that she couldn't get one over?
Well, that's the thing. It's COVID. No one's allowed over anywhere.
They say 6 feet away. You can't. You can't stay 6 feet away from a ghost.
No, you can't. Now, thankfully, things have started to calm down, and she's wearing noise canceling headphones
the whole time.
Yeah,
but it's like if she sees someone, she goes into transparency mode, and the second they walk away. Noise cancellation.
The orbs are going crazy still. The dogs sometimes watch them. And she found out some history about the house that it was built on a smaller cemetery. And she thinks it was, yeah.
Does she live in a Whataburger? That's the thing you didn't know about this story. At what point do you just say, sell the house?
I know,
unless
right?
she loves his house.
They've been there for a long time, so.
I mean, and I feel bad because that's like what they. That's what I always say. If you're watching a horror movie and things
sell
are bad,
the house.
Sell the house. I know it's not that easy. Trust me, and I know what the interest rates are right now. I like buying a house. You know, it's a hassle no matter what, no matter how you spin it. I'm just saying, at some point for peace. If, okay, if my daily life was so disrupted that I started wearing noise cancellation headphones,
yeah, because these voices
for a peace of mind. I think it's fair to consider potentially selling the house.
Yeah. But that is the end of Sophia's story. She's still living in this super haunted house.
I glossed over. I am sorry for her 2017 too. Like that is immense loss. Really sad.
I couldn't even imagine.
No, that's a rough year all around. Then have all this stuff piled on top of it. That's quite a bit. Yeah.
So Tyler, with that, let's talk more about this in the discussion. Before I get to the discussion, we want to stop the episode and talk a little bit about our patrons and thank our new patrons as of the recording of this episode, who are April, Phoenix, and Shannon. Thank you so much for being part of our community and getting to share the cool stuff we worked on the Patreon. And Tyler, I was hoping you can give them a little bit more about the Patreon.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you like the podcast and you want a little bit more, every week we put out new content, new bonus content. Every single month, we got fun games like Do You Believe the Bizarre, where we try and guess which paranormal stories are real, which paranormal stories are fake. We have more community building things. We do Google Hangouts once a month, just hang out, shoot the breeze, catch up with patrons. We have an exclusive Discord where we hang out. We also do giveaways on there. We watch movies together, typically horror movies on Netflix. You get free bonus t-shirt just by being a dedicated tier member for 3 months. Quizzes, there's so much extra content. We love doing it. And once you join, you get the entire backlog going all the way back to May of 2021 of tons of bonus content.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. It's a lot of stuff. But if you're binging and you're caught up and you want a little bit more, there's a little bit more. I mean, director's cuts, theatrical readings, and we're always open to ideas too. Actually, one of our listeners, shout out Josh, just suggested a Patreon idea in our Discord.
We really liked it.
And we're going to talk about our next production meeting. So we're open to ideas. We love doing it. We love having it out there. And it helps the podcast grow. Yeah. I mean, the explosion sound effect that you heard earlier is on our new Rodecaster, which we only were able to get through Patreon.
Absolutely. Without Patreon, this probably wouldn't sound as good as it does.
No. So it means a lot to Charlie and I know it means a lot to producer Ben, who you'll get to know if you join the Patreon. But it really does mean a lot, and we appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you, Tyler. So let's get back to the discussion. Okay, so I guess really quick, let's talk about the short one. We kind of did up top. I don't know if we really have to talk about it here.
I feel like we covered it. We didn't give it a rating. I don't know if you planned it on.
No, it's.
I said planned.
It's like a beautiful little story, and I hope it's not really affecting Maya, but I think we're just going to, you know, believe it. Let's talk about Sophia's story.
Mm.
This Sophia story, because it's almost a universal name at this point.
The Texan Sophia.
She's got a 10-gallon hat.
Lock the door, y'all.
She did say y'all a couple times in this. I can't say
it. I like saying y'all.
I can't read it naturally.
Oh, you see, I can't do a southern accent with it because then it sounds phony.
Yeah.
But if I just use my accent and say y'all, I like doing that.
I can't read it. Like I always go, you all.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Yins.
It's just, I wasn't born to say that word, you know.
That's okay.
But yeah, let's talk about this story because there's a lot that happens from her whole life, really. Now, those first three stories, right? The one about the piano and the...
Lock the door. And the books.
The books. Do we think those are all the same thing or they different?
I mean, I don't even know how much of this is paranormal.
That's true.
Like, I'm completely sold later. I mean, you have orbs, voices, sleep paralysis. Not that sleep paralysis is inherently... Actually, I don't even think necessarily that was sleep paralysis. I know she said it.
She didn't say she couldn't move, but
I think she might have just experienced something paranormal while being in bed.
Yeah.
But everything from like 2017 on, completely like almost by the book, paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Like hearing noises up the stairs, potentially a deceased dog,
mm-hmm.
hearing, getting EVPs, getting orbs, hearing voices, hearing noises. Like, this is the type of horror and paranormal activity that isn't like the larger than life cinema Hollywood movies.
Yeah, it's like real life kind of.
It's real. It's like the stuff that like you can like not enough to quite push you out of a house, even though I know she is wearing the yeah. headphones now. But it's like the kind of stuff that I think I don't want to say millions of people are probably dealing with that. Let's say thousands.
Okay.
Like this is the kind of paranormal activity I think thousands of people.
That's fair, yeah.
You know, a good amount of people are probably dealing with and just are able to move beyond. Like it feels, you can't explain it away. It definitely is paranormal, but it's not so grandiose that we're like really questioning,
mm-hmm.
could it be this, could it be that? Like it's by the book, the kind of horror you believe. But like that feels traditionally like a traditional haunting. These three first instances, definitely unusual.
Yeah.
But
they could be more correlation, like. You remembered back to them and attributed them to paranormal without thinking that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. The book one, I don't know. The Oregon.
That one's strange to me.
Yeah.
But it could just be, I don't know.
Birds in the walls, the wind.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I can't explain it, but also it doesn't make a lot of sense to be paranormal either.
I'm so thrown off when things are, when there's a one-off paranormal.
Yeah.
Like, and you're not somewhere else. Like if I go somewhere, like a museum, and something happens and I never go back and there's a one-off, that makes sense. But when you're living somewhere and like one random thing happens and then you never experience anything else there again, it just makes me wonder, could it have been something explainable that she's just not thinking about or something like that?
Yeah.
And I don't feel bad saying that because I do believe that she has paranormal experiences. Yeah. I just think that they happen later on.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I can't prove that they weren't paranormal at first. And maybe they were, and they are just one-offs. And I just have trouble dealing with that. And that, you know, that shouldn't be held against her. But
although I do think Lock the Door was paranormal.
You think it was a guardian?
I do. I really do. Because it just seems so properly timed. And I think if that hadn't happened, she'd be dead.
And her mom would have never got her smokes.
No. Well, eventually. But.
Did it say lock the door, y'all?
No, it didn't. It was not a Texan ghost.
Oh.
Wanna go home.
What do you think?
About what? The earlier ones?
Yeah.
I think the books could definitely be a coincidence. It could be a teenager forgetting to pack books and they totally thought they were going to because they totally thought they were going to do homework.
And they totally didn't.
Yeah. And the first one, I don't know. That's really weird. I don't know how to explain it. But also, I don't know. But I do think the second one might have been paranormal. Everything he did was a guardian of some kind. And then after that, when she moved into this house, it's haunted, baby.
Yeah, it's all haunted. I mean, it's I have no qualms about calling that a haunted house.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we're just agreeing to agree. So what would you call it?
At least from 2017 on, which is the majority of her story, I would say believable.
Yeah, I agree too. Believable.
Even if there's parts of it that I'm skeptical on, the overwhelming majority of it is incredibly believable.
Yeah.
And she should leave. Or she should at least be sponsored by AirPods or something. Because yeah. If she's living her life wearing those now, they're just going to get like super glued to her ears.
Yeah, they all have their own set. So they don't hear the ghosts violently screaming in their house.
Split it up. Like she could be AirPods. Her husband could be Beats.
Yeah.
Those are the only two ones I know.
There's the other one. Recon?
I don't know. There's one like cheap one. It's called like Jetfly or something. Ooh. Garbage. Ooh. It's bad.
She did say that her EVPs are still rolling. So if we want to go to Texas, we're welcome.
Okay.
So
how about send them to us first and then we'll give them a listen. And that's not me saying I don't think they're real. I just want to know what we'd be in for.
Yeah. No. We've never investigated a house.
No. I even investigated.
I feel like we'd have to have someone like actually knows what they're doing to come with us.
We'd just be like, we use our phone, so is there Wi-Fi in the house? If there's Wi-Fi, we can investigate. I'm just kidding. We got unlimited data, so we'll make it work.
Thank God.
It'll be like a 10% fee on top of it.
So that was the Calamity of Voices.
The Calamity.
Such a cool name. I'm glad I came up with that.
It's actually, and you don't know this, when the graphic comes out, it's going to be The Calamity of Voices, y'all.
Is the graphic just going to be Sandy? cheeks.
Yes.
Cool. So that was a pretty incredible listener submission. And if you liked it, if you want to tell us about it, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating. That'd be fantastic. And if you're on Spotify, it's even easier. All you have to do is give us 5 stars.
And if you have a paranormal experience that you want to get off your chest and you want us to talk about, go to believingthebizarre.com. Go to submit your experience. There's a form there. Please do not be shy. Do not worry about word counts. Don't think about what you're saying too much. You know, Stephen King says, don't get caught up too much in the floweriness of the language or like using a thesaurus. Like, just get it out there. Get your story out with as much detail as possible. If you've sent us a story recently, or by recently, I mean the last year, we promise we've got it. I went through a couple weeks ago, and I kid you not, I just uploaded another 70 or so to our Google Drive. So we got you. If you filled out the form, we got it. I promise you. When we will get to it, don't worry about it. We'll be there. But we do have it. But if you want your story on there and you want to make sure we can talk about it, go to believingthebizarre.com and submit your experience.
And if you want to talk to us and the community at large, because we have a community, please feel free to join our Discord.
It's almost as big as Texas.
It's good size. That's where Josh commented that thing about Patreon. And we were like, that's a great idea, because we saw it because we're on there too. And it just lets people like speak. I really like it because of that. And like, we're there, but we're not like the feature.
Yeah. So that's on Discord. But if you're over the age of 21 and you also want to join one of our communities, we do have a Facebook group too. We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Except for TikTok. But I hope you enjoyed the episode. I did. I thought that was a really good haunting.
Yeah, I did too. It was creepy. Especially I read it last night. I was like, oh, I don't like this at all.
No, did you wait till this morning to finish?
No.
Okay. You got it done, the creepy creeps at night?
I did, yeah.
Oof. You're a trooper. But thank you everybody for listening, for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. If you're listening on Tuesday, we appreciate it. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
Podcast as bizarre as you are. Now is the time we like to stop the episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I need that all over here.